And so that was kind of how I got the story of how I got to be a lecturer in speech and hearing sciences here at UCC.
So, Robert, going back, what was your first impression of Cork?
My first impression of Cork, I remember driving in. I had a friend drive me from Dublin. She lives in Dublin, and she drove me into Cork. And I don't know, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what Cork would be like. I mean, I know there was a match on that Sunday when I arrived, and the place was very dirty. There was litter everywhere, and we came up McCurtain Street because my B&B was at McCurtain Street, and there was a huge amount of litter there. And I remember my friend complaining about the amount of litter and all of this. But and then I just got a sense of, and I thought that Cork looked very interesting. It was very kind of hodgepodge, you know, different colors, different textures, different types of buildings. A lot of the buildings I thought were not looked after, like you'd think they're like monument type buildings, very neglected. And but I was interested in all the different, it was an interesting town. It was very stimulating because of the different colors, different types of things to see. I noticed like also that there was only one type of person. It was just Irish people kind of thing. And I'm used to much more, like lots of different races and colors and people and that. And it was just one type of person. That was like white European kind of people and very few Africans or darker colored people. I mean, that changed. That's changed in the last 5 years, of course. But I do remember thinking it's very monocultural and that kind of thing. I came to Cork in kind of summer, so it was very bright, and I liked the city. I felt it was interesting. One of the things that really struck me as well about the houses was that they all looked so like on top of each other and tiny and small, and being used to houses in South Africa where there's planning, the cities are really planned. They're all modern cities. They're not like medieval towns like or cities like Cork, so that everything is planned and they're long distances, you know, and the houses are widely spaced and they're all like everybody's got a little plot of land and all the houses are separate. And I'm talking the middle class kind of European people, white people in South Africa. A lot of Africans now, that's also the case, they live like that in South Africa too. But you know, there is that differentiation. African people would, you know, are often poorer, but not all, of course. But I noticed that when I came to Cork, I thought, gosh, the houses are so squashed up, nearly like a township, really, like I think in South Africa. And I'd always be surprised going into a house or a shop. It looked so small on the outside, and when you went in, you got it's much bigger on the outside than it's bigger on the inside than it actually looks on the outside, kind of. And houses like slices of bread, they look very narrow from the front and then they're very long. And that was very unusual for me because I'd be used to like an oblong shaped house, a square house, and most houses in South Africa wouldn't have a double story. Most houses are single story and they spread out on the ground rather than going up. So I noticed houses having three or four stories, and that was very unusual for me. And so I just was struck by just how everything was squashed up. So I mean, houses are very different, just the way people build and the way people live as well, and very small spaces for people to bring it up very large families in. One just wonders how people with 12 children or even 6 children would manage on such a small, like such a squashed up house. And then I said, well, why is there not enough space to build? And it's not like that. It's just that there's a different culture of building houses and a different way of building and a different way of conceiving of houses. Later on, I mean, I started noticing when I spoke to people, local people, that one of the big topics of conversation in Ireland is property, and that people, everybody wants to have property. Everyone wants to have a house. Whereas in where I come from, no one really talks about that. It's just taken for granted. You might get a house, or you might not. You might rent, or you might buy. But there's no focus on ownership of property. Although everyone, you know, a lot of people have buy houses over in South Africa. Here, young people between the ages of 20 and 30 are, you know, they're all talking about they want a house, they want property, they want to own houses. And then you look at the prices of the houses, and like, that was one thing that would just astound me at the price of a house. That to me, £100,000 at Punt at the time was just for a house so small and so cramped, how could you ever pay that amount of money for a house? And so I still to this day don't understand this whole what I call property obsession, and also I suppose just everyone focusing on ownership of houses. And why don't people just spread the building out more into the country and open it up and have more houses? And you know, it's just very difficult for me to understand. But I suppose there's a history, and there's a history of British occupation and ownership, and people wanting ownership of their land because they were disenfranchised and their land taken away from them. So one can understand it from that perspective.